the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. When the woman with the issue of blood in today's gospel touched our Lord Jesus Christ, he said, "Who touched me?" St. Peter and the other disciples were pretty incredulous when he said this. "Master, the multitudes throng and press you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" Not hard to understand their incredulity. We'd been there, I'm sure we would have felt the same way. This big crowd of people, many people touched him. But only one touched him in a certain way. He says, "Somebody touched me, for I perceived power going out from me." He was touched, in other words, in a particular way. Now the Lord knew full well who touched him, and he wanted to bring attention to the way that this poor woman touched him, for she touched him in faith. Let's break this down a little bit. First, we have a poor, sick woman who has suffered for a long time with a terrible sickness. This woman sees our Lord noetically. She sees him with the eye of the heart, the nous. She recognizes him to be God incarnate, and in humility, in faith, and the fear of God, she approaches him and touches him. This noetic touching elicits divine power going out from him. If this were a video, I would say, freeze the projector right here. What is this power? What is the nature of this power? It is the healing mercies of God. And even though it is a mystery, we see this poor woman being set free from the bondage of her illness immediately in a way that defies empirical whatever. The flow of blood came to a sudden impact with the divine energies of our Lord Jesus Christ and simply disappeared. Our Lord says, "Daughter, be of good cheer. Your faith has made you well." We too, dearly beloved, must touch him in this way. Today we have that opportunity as we draw near to the chalice. That is a very real sense of touching. May it be noetic touching and not simply physical touching. He calls us to the same faith that he put on display with this poor woman who was ill. But he was not through demonstrating the extent of this power that he has. Jairus, the ruler of the synagogue, had also approached him, begging him to come to his house to his dying 12-year-old daughter. And in the midst of his interaction with the woman with the issue of blood, word came that the young girl had died. But the Lord directed Jairus in two things. First of all, he said, "Do not be afraid." And secondly, he said, "Only believe and she will be made well." Do not be afraid and believe. That's a good thing to remember when we are pressed, when we are in circumstances that seem just too much for us. He was ridiculed for this, our Lord was. But he went to Jairus' house and took the little girl's hand and said, "Little girl, arise." And she arose immediately. He even commanded that she be given something to eat to prove that she was very much alive in reality. My dear friends, we can fall prey to the same form of unbelief evidenced by those who ridiculed the Lord at that time. It may not manifest itself in the forms of ridicule, but our reluctance to entrust the difficult circumstances of our lives to the Lord is a form of disbelief. No matter how bad things get, we must look to God with faith. You have not because you ask not. Now, as an aside, let me just say here, just because we ask once doesn't mean that that's exactly what we're going to get. He gives us what we need, not what we want. We need to be very clear about that. And His timing and our timing are two different things. It is true that we see immediate response here in these particular incidents. That's not going to always be the case. Does that mean He's failing in His job as God because He's not on our time frame? He knows what we need. He is always working. And there's not a prayer offered to Him in faith that goes unanswered. You need to believe that. If you don't believe that, you need to repent and embrace it with all of your heart and soul. We all have things that we have to deal with that we do not want to deal with each and every day of our lives. But He is always there for us, always there working in the midst of these things. He is larger than these things. He is God. He is the master of the universe. And He loves you more than anything else in that universe. We all have maladies. Some are physical. Some are psychological. Some are emotional. Some are spiritual. There's a certain measure of brokenness in each one of us. The situations of life in this fallen world can seem to be mountains which cannot be moved. But when we are tempted to even acquiesce to that way of thinking, let us remember the woman with the issue of blood and Jairus and his daughter risen from the dead. The woman with the issue of blood and Jairus sought out the Lord. They recognized their need to have Him in their lives. They drew near to Him, and He drew near to them. You and I are called to do likewise. No matter how hopeless or overwhelming our situations may be, the power of Christ will be perfected in our weakness. It works every single time, but not necessarily on our time frame. So, my brothers and sisters in Christ, let us clarify the eye of our heart. Let us purify our intentions before our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us draw near to Him and entrust every aspect of our lives to Him, always remembering that He loves us, He died for us, and He will deliver us by His power from every sickness, sorrow, or pain. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.